Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week, our heartbeat is all about the joy of forgiveness. That's what you called it. And I thought that title was a beautiful title.
Well, and you don't normally think like that, do
no,
you?
No, you don't.
Forgiveness, you feel more somber, sad.
Yeah.
Like, woe is me, look how bad I am, sorry, Lord.
Mm.
But it's actually a joyful event.
Mm. Yeah, and that's probably why it stands out, because I agree, it doesn't, you don't think that that's something joy.
Use that as a title, yeah. Yes.
But I just literally opened the Bible as we're about to start this podcast and saw Psalm 32, which is what your heartbeat is based on. And the heading of that psalm is the joy of forgiveness.
Yeah.
So I had not realized that that is where you got it from.
Yeah, that's right.
Like to describe
me.
Well,
but I thought it was
great.
Amazing.
But yeah, like, so this psalm is all about King David praising God and sharing his experience of exactly that, the joy of forgiveness, after he asked God forgiveness for when he sinned.
Yes.
And committed adultery. And in just reading it before we started, I was reading, it says in verse 3, it actually says this. It says, while I kept silence, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. So it's saying how when we haven't confessed our sins, when we're living,
we're bowed down.
We're
under
weighed
a
down.
Burden.
That's right. Yes. We are completely burdened. But then it goes to verse 5 and it changes where it says, then I acknowledged my sin to you and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. And you almost feel like this weight is then lifted. Well, as his sin is forgiven.
It follows on that we shared in the previous week, where we need to be humble before the Lord, be truthful before him, and share our sins, our addictions, our habits, who we truly are. And when we do, this freedom occurs, going from carrying the burden, carrying the lies or the hidden part of ourselves that we've maybe never faced, trying to hide it in a closet, to total freedom because we've been humble enough and honest enough. And what happens then? This joy bursts through because we're forgiven. We're in the light. We're not hidden in the dark anymore.
Yeah. It finishes by saying, be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. So it shows that like lift of joy. And you compared it to, if we think about Jesus, who took our sins on the cross. Like on the cross, he cried out to God for all of our sins that he took on him. And as we're entering into Holy Week now, it's a great time to reflect on our own weakness and then what God has done for us by sending Jesus, and that when we do confess our sins, this joy that we can experience as well with him. Many people during this time of Lent, we've talked about reconciliation a few times during Lent. If you haven't gone yet, this is a great week to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can often be. I went to, I think it was the cathedral last year, to go to reconciliation. I went before Mass, but there were so many people that actually had to like go, sorry, we can't get everyone done
in
before
time.
Mass started.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we had, and they had a few priests, but they just couldn't get us all through. But it is a great time to go. And as we enter Holy Week, I think every year I get a new appreciation of each element of the Holy Week. So as we're coming up to Good Friday, like it's funny, every year it still surprises me, the liturgy of Good Friday, because you only do it once a year, but it's only now that I'm paying more attention as I get older. Oh, there's no song when you start Good Friday. The priest walks in quite somber, which is understandable for the time.
Yes.
And it's just a very different feeling compared to our other celebrations.
It makes me reflect upon on Ash Wednesday when we get the ashes, the priest, as he puts the ashes on us, says, repent and believe in the gospel.
Mm.
So the repent means change.
Yes.
Face who you are and ask the Holy Spirit to help change you.
Mm.
But the next part is believe in the gospel. What's the gospel? The good news that Jesus came to die for you and rise again so that you could have eternal life. So he doesn't leave you all low and, you know, somber and what. No, it says change and look what you've got given to you, eternal life.
Mm.
Believe in this.
Mm.
So it's this joy of, I guess, walking through the muck of our lives, the sin of our lives, the things that we've done in the past that we're going to do in the future.
Yeah.
Because I'm frail, I'm weak, I'm not perfect yet. But knowing this joy of the forgiveness of the Lord, and he's already told us. This is reminding us because we already know Good Friday's already occurred.
Mm.
Easter Sunday's already occurred. But it's reflecting again of, wow, look what God has done for us.
Mm. And really that Easter Sunday is about that joy. So we experience the heaviness that David here has experienced. And that's what Jesus had on the cross. And then it turns to joy on Easter Sunday, which we'll talk about next week. In the weekly challenge I've actually written down to contemplate and offer gratefulness to God in prayer. So just to really think about that change from the heaviness of our sin to the joy that God gives us. And then, you know, that changes you. You feel lighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like when that weight is lifted from us. So we hope and pray that you have a very, very blessed Holy Week with all the events that are in this week. We pray that God has been doing a wonderful thing in you. And you maybe even write down, what has God been doing in you over this Lenten season? And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.